Let me start by asking, are there different emphases that the BCPA is going for this year in the high-level sense?
In the high-level sense, we are doing pretty much what we did last year. Last year, we really expanded the season to offer a wider variety of programming, especially some more fine arts programming that we hadn't really been offering in the recent past. And this year we're continuing that. We found that to be quite successful for us last year, just opening up offerings a little bit. So we're following that same model this year, including a little more dance and also specific family programming that we had a lot of fun with last year.
It's always difficult to balance getting a variety of art forms and acts out there with picking acts that have broad appeal. How do you walk that tightrope?
Well, I listen to input from the community, and I also talk to a number of different agents that I have relationships with. So we try to balance that pretty well. I think we've done a pretty good job. Also, I'm very conscious about trying to make sure that we have a little something for everyone. So I'm looking at a lot of different demographics and saying, okay, we need something for kids, families with kids, and we need something for older adults. And we might want to hit something in other communities as well. So, and the more we can adapt or respond, the more we can respond to the feedback that we get for shows, I think the more successful our season is.
How did the BCPA do financially last year?
We are making strides at the BCPA. We ended up $200,000 better than we had the year before. So we are definitely making strides and going more and more into the black.
Compared to how many acts between those 2 years that you're comparing there?
Well, 3 years ago, when I first took over, we had a limited season. We had about 22 shows, performances that we presented. That was by the dictates of the then city manager, and partly a reaction to being a little bit behind the eight ball in the season planning, just the way things
happened. Because of the death of
Tina Salamone, yes.
Yeah.
And then last year, we were given the green light to do a full and broad season once again. And so we had 30 performances that we presented
season. And how many this coming year?
32.
So you're still building.
Yes, and it was the same budget, too. So we're still working within the same budget that we have the last 2 years.
Okay. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With me is Anne-Marie Dippmann, the Assistant Performing Arts Manager of the BCPA. We're talking about the new season unveiling for the BCPA in downtown Bloomington. Let's start going through the acts and some of the highlights of the season with dance, ballet and dance forms. What do you have coming for the public?
Well, one of the things we definitely heard from the public was they wanted more dance, and so we've tried to do that. I'm very happy that we are having the Russian National Ballet back again this year. Last year we had their Swan Lake, and this year we're having Sleeping Beauty, which is an absolutely gorgeous ballet, very wonderful the way they do that in the classic Russian style. I love the choreography for that ballet and the way that they present it. Then we have Lula Washington's dance, and that is an African-American dance company that is from Los Angeles. This is their 50th anniversary in business, and they do both ballet and modern dance, and we'll be presenting a modern dance concert from them.
Why did you pick a modern dance group?
Because we hadn't really done that in the recent past, and it's a very beautiful art form, I think, that we don't get a chance to see here in Bloomington that often. I think even at the universities, you don't often see the more lyrical or modern dance presentations as much as some other forms. So I wanted to be able to bring that to the community.
How about give my regards to Broadway?
Yes.
Remember me to Herald Square.
We have a couple of Broadway shows coming this year. I'm very excited about Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical. It's closing on Broadway very soon, and it's out on tour right now, and we will have that at the BCPA. And then Bandstand, which was on Broadway several years ago and won a Tony Award for choreography. Andy Blankenbuehler won a Tony Award for the choreography for that show. That is about a group of men returning from World War II, and they want to put together a band to enter a contest that is trying to find the next big swing sensation. And so that's the backbone of that show.
So a musical review of swing kinds of things.
Right. Lots of swing music, wonderful choreography.
What else from Broadway?
Those are the two Broadway shows that we're doing.
How about the rest of theater?
Yes. We have Aquila Theater coming to us with 1984.
Now, they're a repeat. They've been here before.
Yes, they were here with Frankenstein before. This is a new adaptation of 1984, which I feel is a very timely piece to be presenting right now. And this new adaptation is very dynamic. They do a lot of physical work with the way that they present things, and I think it'll be a very dynamic presentation of the story.
Now, you've also got on the roster the Choir of Man. What is that about?
So Choir of Man is a very fun show. It is from the UK. It was at the Edinburgh Festival and on the West End in Broadway. And it is a musical review set in a bar. So it has lots of song and dance, and it's a really fun night out. So it's sort of like going to the theater mixed with going to the bar with your four best friends and singing and having a great time.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Anne-Marie Dittman of the BCPA is with us talking about the new season that is just coming up and whose roster is being unveiled today. How about comedy acts?
Yes.
Those are always popular.
Those are popular. We have a variety of different comedy acts. We have the Southern Fried Chicks, whom people may have seen on the Country Music Channel. It is headed by Etta Mae, headlined by Etta Mae. And then she'll have a couple of other women along with her for that. And then we have back by popular demand, the Naked Magicians, which do magic in a very fun and offbeat kind of way. So that's a lot of fun. We also have Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live coming to the theater.
Oh, my.
So they have several different titles of movies. So they will be showing a movie.
Good, and bad movies.
The Plan
9 from Outer Space ilk.
Exactly.
Movie.
So bad it's good.
And
they
interpret and comment on it.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
And so it's the original host along with the puppets that you're used to seeing. And they will be there live on stage talking about the wonderfully bad film that we are also screening at the same time.
And which one is that?
I'm not sure which of the four titles they'll be presenting.
Okay. I guess this next group belongs in comedy, but it's really multi-genre kind of thing. The Flying Karamazov Brothers.
Yes, the Flying Karamazov Brothers are a lot of fun. They are a troupe of acrobat, juggler, comedy. There's only one original member left, but they've been performing for over 30 years, so that's understandable. That kind of physical presentation definitely takes a toll on your body, but they are great, good fun, and we're looking forward to having them.
What do you have for kids? There are always some things that you tailor specifically toward the youth audience.
Right. So we have Dave Rudolph coming just before Halloween, and he will have a kid-friendly Halloween show. So it'll be spooky, but not too scary. He'll have lots of interactive things for them to do and Halloween-themed songs. We also have Mickey Lauer back as Pirate Penelope on the stage. That's a local favorite. And so Pirate Penelope will be there. We also have Walk On, which is a Rosa Parks story, and that'll be here in February. for families. And we have a magician coming. So Bill Blagg is a very fun magician, and he will be here for a family show as well.
Of course, the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, perhaps the best destiny for the venue, is for music, live music. What falls into that category?
Yes. So right off the bat, we have a wonderful quartet called Ethel, and they will be appearing with a Native American composer. He's a Grammy Award-winning composer named Robert Mirabal. And we will have several performances by them. Actually, we will have a sneak peek performance out in Miller Park on September 19th. And then the following day, we will have both a student matinee and a family show of that music at the BCPA. So we're excited about that. Black Violin will be back with us.
Woohoo!
Yes, they're very popular, and due to popular demand and good routing, we were able to get them back this year.
Have they sold out both times they've been to the BCPA?
They sold out the first time. We came very, very close to selling out the last time. And I think if we hadn't been up against the NAACP gala, we probably would have, but there were several other things going on in town that time. But we were very, very close. We were over 1,000 the last time they were here.
Will you be going under the boardwalk as well?
We will. We will have the Drifters here, which will be a lot of fun. And sort of in the same vein, not quite, we'll have the Stray Cat Lee Rocker from the rockabilly band The Stray Cats on stage. And then wrapping things up toward the end of the season, we'll have the Brubeck Brothers, who are Dave Brubeck's sons. They performed with him while he was living, and they are out together performing his music to celebrate what would be his 100th birthday, were he still alive.
Of course, the Illinois Symphony Orchestra will continue to perform at the BCPA, and in the classical vein, are there other classical acts you're booking?
Absolutely. We don't book a great deal of classical music for the very reason that we already have a very active symphony schedule. But one really fun thing that we will have at Christmas time is Windham Hill that do acoustic, traditional, Renaissance, and other Christmas-themed or solstice-themed music. I mean, they're Grammy Award musicians that we're very happy to have with us. I had actually tried to book them for last season, and their schedule didn't allow them to be here, so we were very glad to get them this year.
Any opera?
Yes, actually, we're not doing a full-scale opera as we did last year, but we will have the four Italian tenors here. So this is their first tour in the United States. They've been in Europe, and we're looking forward to that. So they're not exactly Pavarotti, but they are the next generation of Italian tenors, and we're looking forward to having them here with us.
Send us out laughing here as we close up this interview, would you?
Well, yes, we're very pleased this year to have Colin Mockery joining us. When we had Who's Live Anyway with us last year, Colin was not part of that ensemble of improv artists. But he is out right now doing a show called Hip-Prov. So it is a combination of hypnosis and improvisation. So he is working with a hypnotist, and they will select people from the audience to come up, be hypnotized, and then once their defenses are down, Colin will interact with them to do improv.
That sounds either very dangerous or very funny, or both.
It is both. Okay. It's hilarious.
Okay. Anne-Marie Dittman is the Assistant Performing Arts Manager at the BCPA. The new season is just around the corner. Tickets become available August 22nd at 10 a.m. at artsblooming.org, or you can drop by the box office at the BCPA or call. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.